While Syria struggles to maintain a ceasefire, people continue to flee the country. The United States takes in some of these refugees. 122 of them have ended up in Boise, Idaho this year. That's more than twice the number of Syrian refugees taken in by Los Angeles, Boston, and New York combined. We sent the world's Jason Margolis to Boise. He met the first Syrian refugee to be placed there. That was in 2014.
Asma Albukai was married at age 14. She had two children by the time she was 15. Then she took an unusual step for a stay-at-home Syrian mom. She signed up for a university degree in library science in Damascus.
I noticed that people, you know, women in a movie, American women, decide whatever they want to decide. And this is not acceptable in Syria, so I make my own decision to learn and study, but I hide in a bathroom because my husband didn't allow me to study.
Asma told me her story in a coffee shop in downtown Boise. We spoke for about 90 minutes. She told me a lot of details about her life in Syria, then say, please don't share that part. She wants to protect her family still in Syria. It's a learned defense not to criticize anybody.
If I spoke in a bad way, you will not see me alive here.
Here's what she says I can share. Asma's husband and her two young boys were kidnapped. She never saw her husband again, but she got her two boys back, then immediately left for Jordan, then Egypt. She applied for refugee status through the United Nations. After 2 years of interviews and background checks, she got a ticket for the United States.
And then on my flight, it's written Boise, ID, which is Idaho. Now I know, but before I didn't know. And I started Google that.
Naturally, it was a difficult transition, being the very first Syrian refugee in the entire state of Idaho.
The hardest part, like everything, learning how to pay the bill, learning how to drive, because I got a stick shift car. People was yelling at me in the middle of the street because my car died, and they, you know, call me names and crazy and F-word.
Angry drivers aside, Asma says Boise has been a very welcoming community.
I have a lot of nice friend here, and I'm working, and I'm safe.
But that's changing. Asma wears a hijab, and she says people have screamed at her and called her a terrorist. A man recently assaulted her 16-year-old son.
He was with his friend, and there's an American guy asked him, are you Muslim? And my son said, yes, I am Muslim. And he punched him in his face.
The assailant was arrested and charged under Idaho's hate crime law. Asma wouldn't criticize any American politicians for the heightened animosity toward Muslims. She's afraid if she says the wrong thing, she might get deported. Legally, that can't happen. Asma spoke to me because she wants Americans to understand the refugee vetting process to get here. All applicants are first screened by the UN, then three U.S. government agencies, the State Department, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services. The process to admit Syrian refugees takes 18 to 24 months, if they pass all the hurdles. Around 10,000 Syrian refugees have been accepted to the U.S. over the past 12 months. Hillary Clinton has said she'd like to increase the annual intake to 65,000. Donald Trump has repeatedly said, we know nothing about the background of Syrian refugees. Here he is speaking to Clinton at last night's debate.
She's taken in tens of thousands of Syrian refugees who probably, in many cases, not probably, who are definitely, in many cases, ISIS-aligned. And we now have them in our country. And wait till you see, this is going to be the great Trojan horse. And wait.
This is what upsets me, because I love the country. I love America. America is a... this country is my mother. When he said Syrian coming without any paperwork, he should see my paperwork and other people, you know, paperwork. It's huge. We went through a lot of interviews, a lot of background check.
How many interviews did you have?
More than 10 interviews, and a lot of them were scary and not comfortable. In small rooms, no windows, like investigation.
You said they were scary.
Scary, yeah, because they ask a lot of questions and a lot of embarrassing questions too. Like, answer yes or no. Do you want to bomb an airplane?
What about the people who are scared of Muslims? How do you assure them that you're not a terrorist?
Well, sometimes, when people saying terrorist to me, when I smile and wave and say hello, their face change from somebody mad to somebody, you know, more calm. So I believe Muslim attitude can change what American people think about Muslim.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Boise, Idaho.
You're tuned to The World.